City News is set to provide its audience with more news coverage, in more ways, whenever and wherever they need it. On your radio, smart speakers, television, and online. City News was launched in Ottawa and the Valley back in December of 2020, and now the rest of Rogers Sports and Media's big city news brands are ready to undergo the same transformation. This region's audience will only notice a simple change to the aesthetic on Monday, October 18, while listeners, readers and viewers will see bigger changes in places like Toronto, Kitchener and Halifax. We've been doing work for years behind the scenes between the different newsrooms, between the TV newsroom and the radio newsrooms, to improve each other's content, said Dave Budge, Vice President, News and Information of Rogers Sports and Media. To make sure that the content that we provide to our audiences takes advantage of our mutual strengths. It's a tremendous alliance that allows us to have each other's back, to share content, to just make sure that we're using their combined strength of our resources across different platforms to have more journalists covering more stories, providing more coverage and just improving everything that we offer on all the platforms that we have. We get to say we are one big team with one name, and that's a great feeling. In cities like Toronto, Rogers will also be unveiling a new website and merging its social handles so readers can easily find the news they're looking for. For example, the @680news and @citynews Twitter handles will no longer exist. The new profile can be discovered at @citynews too. I think it's about simplifying the choice for our audiences, especially in a time when it's harder to trust news organizations, and it's harder to trust the information that's out there, Budge says. Letting people know that the radio station that they've loved and listened to and valued all these years, joins, an organization that has the same high standards and we share content, and we make a choice simpler for the audiences if they're going to City News on their iPad, on their phone, on their smart speakers, on the radio in the car and on TV, they're going to get the same quality content.